really don't think it's fair. And I definitely am not going to go to this woman as a groomer, especially when I found out she wasn't very clean. You know, her house wasn't very clean. And I thought, well, you know, you work the way you live. You know, you could, you know, I was willing to give her a chance, even though Janie had told me, oh, she's not very clean. She had told me this prior. But when Janie called me today and said, Sue asked me for your number. She called and asked for the number to my blind friend. I said, there is no way I'm going to give this woman my business. She can look elsewhere for customers. And it's not because she forgot my name or she forgot my number. She had my name. She had my number. I left her a voicemail around the 1st of July. So it's in her call logs if she really wanted to look for that. But the fact that she identified me as Janie's blind friend and not simply as, what is your friend's phone number or just your friend? I would have been okay with your friend. But if you're simply going to call me her blind friend, even though you forgot my name, there is no way that you deserve my business. So I'm not going to call this lady back. I'm not even going to give her a second chance. And it's not because of the way she chooses to live her life or how she chooses to spend her money or how she chooses to keep her house clean or whatever. It's not any of that. I really think that that is poor business practice to be calling people that. When I was 13, my dad, he came home from, he went to pick me up at a concert. And one of the students at that time, of course, I didn't have a cell phone. One of the students gave me a ride home and I couldn't call my dad and say, look, you know, dad, I've got a ride home. Well, he went to pick me up somewhere. And by that time, I was already home. He went to pick me up and he said, have you guys seen Melissa around? And of course, none of the kids knew me by name, apparently. And he's like, have you guys seen Melissa? Oh, we don't know her. And my dad sighed and he said, she's the blind girl. She's the girl that's blind. Oh, yeah, the blind girl. She left 20 minutes ago. I was never known as Melissa with those kids. I was known as the blind girl. It is not fair that people put labels like that. Oh, the blind person. Or the crippled person. Oh, the Down syndrome kid. That needs to stop. People are still doing it into their adult years. And my dad, he couldn't even get an answer out of these kids until he mentioned me as the blind girl. Then all of a sudden they knew me. But come on. We're adults now. We don't go around saying, oh, that, you know, gay guy or that this, that, and the other. No, you don't say that. It's not nice. Just as I think it's horrible that people call, oh, that black guy over there. You know, it's labels. I know we can't get rid of it. But I am not about to pay somebody who actually called me someone's blind friend. I am not about to pay somebody to groom my dog. In fact, I don't even want her hands on my dog. That's how angry I am. You do not call me a blind friend. That is poor business practice. I could see if you were some dope who never finished graduating from high school and you didn't know your head from your hole in the ground. But come on, this woman has a reputable business. Still, you don't do that. You know, I don't know what, you know, are people going down the toilet? In fact, you know, like when my friend was looking at places out here, she even told me that her realtor that she was with, he was a man. And sometimes men will say something looks great when it really doesn't, but he lied to her about the condition of a house. And she said, you know, I don't want to take this house. My friend who lives here says it looks pretty worn down. And he basically yelled at my friend and said, "Well, you can tell your friend she has no idea what she's talking about." And he hung up on her. He was mad because my friend decided not to take the house. And he was taking advantage of the fact that she was blind. "Excuse me, that's not fair. She has every right to cancel it if she doesn't like the condition of the house. And furthermore, she has every right to cancel it. She went to this guy's broker, and I really hope that they redeem themselves and get her a good house. And if not, I told her, I said, you better go to the BBB with all that info, because that's just wrong. But I'm sorry, but I just feel that it's absolutely insane that people would stoop to that level because you're so desperate to have new customers that you would go and say, well, what's the number to that blind friend? If she had simply told Janie, what's the number to your friend with a guide dog? You know, Janie could have said, oh, let me ask her permission. But Janie called and she says, by the way, I don't know about her. I wouldn't give her your number, but she was asking me for the number to my blind friend. And I really do not appreciate that. If you are running a business, do not label somebody as blind or retarded or anything like that. They are people. And you are to call them as people. And even if you don't remember that name, remember their name, think of something else to notify, label them, or think, call them. Oh, you know that friend that called me on the phone a few weeks ago? The friend you recommended, or this friend that has a dog, or this friend that has la la la. Something more generalized. It may, you know, sadly, if they would have probably said, oh, your blind friend. Oh, yeah. We know who you're talking about. The blind girl. We're so far beyond that. That should not be the way we refer to people as, but it still is. And there's no need for that. There's no need to be revealed as the blind girl. My name is Melissa, and people are to call me as such if they don't know my name, even if they call me, hey, you. That's what my little cousin used to call me. He used to say, hey, you, because he couldn't say Melissa for the longest time. You know, even if I was called, hey, you, it's sure better than being called, hey, blind girl. That's not a very nice name. And that is not somebody I want to go to. So, I'm sorry, but she just lost a customer. And if she keeps that attitude up, she's not going to have a lot of customers. And I have to wonder, you know, what's with all of that? You know, if you can't even keep your job, apparently you've been fired from several grooming facilities, from several, you know, pet salons. Why is that? It's really none of my business. But I'll tell you what is my business. My business is to not use your business. If you are going to refer to me as the blind friend, I have no dealings with people like you. I'm sorry. That is not the way it should go. My name is not blind, okay? I'm a girl that just happens to be blind, but my name is not blind.
Unlock. Open camera. Button. Open camera. Button. Pause recording. Button. 9 minutes and 10 seconds of 10 minutes.
So,
trim recording. Dimmed. Button.
I put this out as a public plea to anybody. Stop calling people blind. Okay, it's not right. I hate the words blinky and blindy, and then people who are sighted. Oh, those sighties. Really? That is so far below your level of maturity. That is way below anything ever. I do not associate with people who say words like blindy, blink, you know, sighty. I really hate those terms. But what makes me even more pissed off is when people call you that by name. That is not to be done.